This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Time now for some of your letters. And let's start with a correction. Last week on our program, we discussed evangelical Christian leadership with NPR's religion correspondent, Barbara Bradley Haggerty. We mistakenly identified James Dobson as a pastor. Dobson is a licensed psychologist and speaks about evangelical beliefs on his radio program, Focus on the Family, but he is not an ordained minister. Several listeners commented on our segment on the literary adventures of the gentleman thief Arsène Lupin. Anne Coates wrote in all the way from Tokyo, "You mentioned that Arsène Lupin is not well known to Americans. Many Americans, however, know Arsène's famous grandson, Lupin III. The character, central to a television animation and movie series, is a cultural icon in Japan. Perhaps fans of Lupin III will be interested in the adventures of his more suave and possibly more learned ancestor." Also in the literary vein, Janine Blaylock in Seattle heard our remembrance of children's author Lloyd Alexander, who died a few weeks ago. "The heroics and humor in his books kept bringing me back," she wrote. "As an adult, I came to see the subtler gift Alexander gave this reader, a love of words and an appreciation for elegant writing." And finally, Jackie Lydon's tribute to her great-aunt Ellie Lydon on her birthday inspired this comment from listener Patricia McCann in Pittsburgh. "I truly enjoyed and was touched by your story on the woman in Clifton, Ireland, celebrating her 100th birthday. I loved the Irishness of it, could picture her cottage on the Galway Road, and the recognition of spiritual motherhood as well as physical motherhood. I suspect that most of us either know such a woman in our own lives or are that woman in someone else's life. How lovely." We always want to hear from you, so if you have questions, comments, or critiques, drop us a line. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend, All Things Considered.